Harry, good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin at her switchboard. I cannot talk to the press now. I said I cannot talk to you now. Yes, the phone company is on strike. Everyone except the executives and me. I'll have that story for you when it's over. Well, in the meantime, just reprint the stories from our last strike and change the dates. A gracious good afternoon. Directory assistance, Miss Tomlin on the wire. The business office? That number for the business office is listed in your directory. You don't have a directory. Very well, I will switch you, and the business office will supply you with one. Business office, Miss Tomlin speaking. A new directory? Certainly. They are issued free of charge to our subscribers. Simply flag down any repair truck, and they'll throw one to you. You need installation and repair service? Installation and repair service will be listed in your new directory. Can it wait till then? Very well, I will switch you. Just a moment. Installation and repair service, Miss Tomlin speaking. Oh, just a moment, please. At the tone, the time will be 3:23 and 30 seconds. Ding dong. Installation and repair again. Oh, by the way, your 3 minutes are up. Please deposit 5 cents for the next 3 minutes. Thank you. That box sounds pretty full. I'll have to get down there on my dinner break and empty it out. Now then, how may I help you in the midst of the worst strike in our history? A phone installed? Hold on and I'll check. Winds are from the northwest at 20 knots per hour, whatever the hell that means. Yes, sir, I can give you a black wall model and a blue princess and install them myself tonight after work. Oops, just a second. President's office. No, he is not. No, he is not. In the glorious tradition of telephone company management, the president himself is out in a repair truck, guaranteeing service to the community. Very well, I'll switch you to customer relations. Hold on, please. Are you still there, black wall phone, blue princess? I'll be right back. Customer relations, Miss Tomlin at the duty desk. You've just been struck in the head by a directory? I'll bet you were standing by the side of the road waving your arms, weren't you? Well, how bad is it? Doesn't sound attractive. You better call an ambulance. Directory assistance will give you that number. Are you still holding Blue Princess? 5 cents more. I'll be right back. Directory assistance, Miss Tomlin in the saddle. General Hospital? Certainly, but that number is listed in your new directory, the one that just struck you in the head. Long distance, Miss Tomlin, EC. Madrid? Now, that certainly is a long distance. Just love to do that. Are you still there, Blue Princess? Give me your name and address. Uh-huh. Right, thank you. I'll be out first thing this evening and put those phones in. President's office. Oh, sir, it's you. No, no messages. Oh, but listen, Chief, you've got to be careful where you aim those directories. You winged a woman over here on the south side pretty badly today. No. No, I don't think anyone knows that it was you. Well, I'll see you when you check in. Times? Give me the city desk. City desk? This is Ernestine Tomlin at the telephone company. You know, I think I've got that big story you've been waiting for. I'll be here all afternoon. Be sure you bring a photographer. Gracious good afternoon. Dial a prayer. Miss Tomlin in the pulpit.